The recording of this homily took place on a later date and not during the Good Friday service. I thirst. What did Jesus mean by this? On the surface, he could mean that he is physically thirsty. Was he physically thirsty? Given what he suffered up to that point in time, yes, but that can't be the primary reason for him to say, I thirst. Why? Because in order to breathe, Jesus would need to push up from the nails in his feet and to pull himself up using the nails in his hands or wrists and using the muscles that were bruised or torn by the scourging. To speak would require even more air, meaning he would experience even greater pain while trying to hold himself up to speak. It doesn't really make sense to say, I thirst, simply to point out physical thirst, given how painful it would be. The gospel passage reveals that Jesus said this to fulfill Scripture. How does it fulfill Scripture? When he said this, Jesus was offered wine soaked in a sponge that was placed at the end of a hyssop branch and put to his mouth. He drank the wine, said, "It is finished," and gave up his spirit. So Jesus said, "I thirst," in order to drink, and in doing so fulfill Scripture. Why was drinking that wine so important, especially considering he died immediately after that? According to Dr. Scott Hahn, it was to complete the Passover that started with the Last Supper. The Passover meal has four ceremonial cups of wine. If we examine the accounts of the Last Supper, we will see that Jesus had the first two, then he parted from the usual prayers, and consecrated the third cup, the cup of blessing, into his precious blood. After that, he tells his disciples that he will not drink again until the coming of the kingdom of God. He did not have the fourth cup at that time, that is, the cup of consummation, the cup which completes the Passover sacrifice. To complete the Passover and its transformation into the Mass, Jesus drank the fourth cup while dying on the cross. The sacrifice on the cross started at the Last Supper, the separate consecrations of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ at the Last Supper was the beginning of his sacrifice on the cross, where his body and blood were separated. Jesus is combining what he did at the Last Supper with what he did on the cross. He said, "I thirst," in order to complete the Passover and transform it into the Mass. And yet, there are still more meaning behind these words. Jesus died on the cross to save us from eternal death. He did so out of love for us and for God the Father. He did so because he wants what is best for us, which is union with him, with the Father, and with the Holy Spirit for all eternity. He did it because he longs for us and for our love. He said, "I thirst," because he thirsts for you and your love. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, writing on behalf of Jesus, said, "Have you not understood my cross? Then listen again to the words I spoke there, for they tell you clearly why I endured all of this for you. I thirst, yes, I thirst for you. All your life I've been desiring your love. I've never ceased searching for your love and longing to be loved by you in return. You have tried many things in your goal to be happy. Why not try opening up for me your heart right now, more than you have ever before? No matter what you have done, I love you for your own sake. Come to me with your misery and your sins, with your problems and needs, and with all your desire to be loved. I stand at the door of your heart and call. Open to me, for I thirst for you." Jesus said, "I thirst," so that he could complete the Passover sacrifice, the sacrifice of himself on the cross, and in doing so, giving us the great gift of the Mass. He did this to let you know how much he wants you and your love. Will you quench his thirst?